Hello, this is Lucy Chen from the Mandarin team. Now I'm very curious to talk to my co-worker who works in NITV. Her name is Carrie Lee Harding, and her great-great-grandfather had a Chinese heritage. Hi, Carrie Lee.
Wei, ni hao.
You say your late-grandfather is a Chinese, so he came to Australia a long, long, long time ago.
He was born in Australia. He was born in Queensland. And his name was Jack O'Chin. We do not know the history as to the connection as to why when the Chinese family came here. No, my name's Kerry Lee Harding.
Is Lee the Chinese family name?
No, O'Chin.
Oh, yes. Chin. So, yeah, my family name is also Chin.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Related, Lucy. Bizarre. Wow.
Actually, Chin is a very big family name in China, so it's one of the fourth biggest Chinese family name. Li is also one of them.
Yes, well, I do have an uncle.
Yeah.
Who married my father's sister, so my auntie.
Yeah.
On my wife's side, right?
Yeah.
My British side. And my auntie married my Chinese uncle, David Lee, from Sydney, in the 1960s. So I had Chinese cousins growing up as well.
Yeah.
From a very young age.
Do you still live in the community when you grow up?
When I grew up, no, I didn't grow up in my community. I grew up in a regional New South Wales country town, so very far removed from the Aboriginal community where my mum grew up in Queensland. It was the Cherbourg Aboriginal community where my mother comes from.
So did you get a lot of tradition learning or language and things like that from your mum?
Unfortunately, not language, because language was banned. My grandfathers and grandmothers were told not to speak the language, so then that was passed down to my mother, you know, not being able to speak the language. So unfortunately, language was something that I didn't grow up with. But, you know, having said that, I did grow up in a regional New South Wales country town, but we went home every year to our Aboriginal community in Queensland. So every Christmas holidays, our parents would travel in the car all the way to Queensland.
Yeah.
And we would be around all our Aboriginal family. So from a very young age, I was given that cultural, you know, it was just very natural to me to be raised within an Aboriginal community, even though I was raised what we call off country.
Yes.
I was raised down south.
Mm-hmm. How do you celebrate Christmas?
Well, I've learned over the years through my Chinese family, through my stepmother and my little sister, that Christmas isn't a big thing in the Chinese culture.
Yeah.
So I've learned very quickly over the years that the New Year period is like Christmas for my Chinese family.
Yeah, especially the Lunar New Year.
Yes, absolutely, yes. And there was the Moon Festival.
Yes, and do you eat the moon cake?
Yeah, moon cake. Yeah, my dad sent me a text message. My dad, who's British, because he's married to my Chinese Shanghainese stepmom.
Yeah.
And my dad sent me a text message of the spread, so of the Chinese feast that they had at home in Albury in New South Wales. He said, Happy Mooncake Day. And I thought he was joking, Lucy.
Just now you talk about your stepmother who is from Shanghai. So she was originally from Shanghai and migrated to here, or she was born in Australia?
Born over in China, I need to probably double check. But I know that her family now live in Shanghai.
So she still travel to home a lot?
Yeah, once a year, except for COVID has stopped that, yes. Yeah. My little sister goes every year as well to Shanghai.
Do you have any cultural difference that you are curious about?
I've really wanted to learn the language, so I did study Mandarin about 20 years ago, but I just found it too hard to learn the language because I thought this would help me communicate with my Chinese family. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to learn the Mandarin language as easily as what I thought it would be. I do find that there are language barriers, you know, at home,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I don't understand what my Chinese family's saying. But there's a lot of similarities that I'd like to talk about, you know, and I think between the Aboriginal culture and the Chinese culture.
Yeah.
The family, very important in both cultures, and food and cuisine, very big part of the culture and the spirituality as well
yeah.
that we have. I just think, yeah, those similarities. Respect for elders and seniors as well.
Mm.
We hold them in very high regard. So,
you feel a lot inner connection between the two communities.
Yes.
Do you still feel a lot of like identity issues?
I feel very strong in my identity.
Yes.
When it comes to mainstream Australia,
yeah,
I feel that I'm so gifted and so blessed to have such a rich cultural heritage to be able to offer my insights in my role as a journalist as well and offer that perspective. I'm very blessed that I have the Chinese ancestry, I have my Aboriginal ancestry, and then my British ancestry as well. Yes.
Yeah. And now you are in this role in SBS as a journalist, so you have a big stage to raise your voice.
At ALC, we worked on the Uluru Statement from the Heart project, which was translated into more than 60 languages, as you know.
Yeah.
We did that project last year. I was ever so proud to work on that project because it was about, you know, the Uluru Statement from the Heart, that dialogue, that wording being, you know, shared with 60 plus other language groups across ALC, which then went out to our audiences. And I just think it's so important to educate our people about the true history and the truth telling of Aboriginal people in Australia. Yeah, so that project made me very proud. It just won a Radio New York Festival Award.
Yeah, congratulations.
You know, made me ever so proud. Xie xie. Thank you.
That's so good that I think Australia and SBS have this platform to let us link together. It's so good to look back to where we come from. As the Chinese love to say, to find our root.
Yes, I love that. But I also have a fine appreciation for Chinese food. I love Chinese food. Aboriginal food comes first. And then second on my list is Chinese food. Like, out of any other Asian country, it's Chinese. So I know that I have Chinese blood because I love the food. My dad and my stepmom were in the restaurant business for many years. So they ran Chinese restaurants in Griffith in New South Wales and Albury in New South Wales as well for many years. You know, it would be me and my children going into the restaurant and all the family, you know, would be busy cooking. Very family orientated business. You know, Zen and Dad had the Chinese restaurant. Her name's Zen, my stepmom. It was beautiful to be able to just have that authentic Chinese food.
So, can you name one dish?
Oh, dumplings. But the best, like real proper, you know, proper, beautiful dumplings.
I would love to know one of the Aboriginal food that you really love.
My favorite?
Yes.
Saltwater sea turtle.
Saltwater sea turtle?
Yes. From Queensland, and we the men go out and hunt the turtles.
Yeah.
And then they bring it home to the community, and then we feast on it, and it tastes like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So you fry it?
Yeah, coat it with a batter and fry it, yes. A bit meaty and like a bit fishy. I also like chicken feet in Chinese. And the other, the traditional food from my family, where they live, Queensland, is the echidna, the little small animal with the pricks, echidna.
Oh my god.
Yes, we eat them. So we take the needles out, take them out, and then boil in hot water for one day, boil the echidna, and then throw it on the fire, and for one more day, and then it's ready to eat. That's my favorite food, echidna, yes.
You still have some spicy things on that after it was on fire for one day?
Yes, yeah, chili, yes, vinegar. Yes.
Oh, it's so interesting to know everything like that.
Xie xie, thank you.